nuclear weapons. Albania, Australia, Bulgaria, Canada, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Japan, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Korea, and Spain. Again, you'll notice there's no Iran on that list. Hans is on the line, if I've read that correctly, in Tehran. Let's go there. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, good evening, George.
Good evening.
I support you strongly in campaigning to dismantle all these nuclear weapons. And at the same time, I must say that it's a little bit against historical experience that once weapons were invented, they used them. So it's a terrible situation, especially now when we see all these tensions in the world. Sanctions on Russia, sanctions on Iran since, I don't know, 30, 35 years. When it comes to Iran, I think you're absolutely right. I think they are not, it's not their intention to get the nuclear weapon into their hands, but I think it has nothing, these negotiations. I mean, they try to get Iran onto the knee because America has an open deal with them.
That's
plus,
right. When the tyrant was in power in Tehran, the Shah of Persia, the United States spent years trying to persuade him to buy nuclear plants from them. They wanted Iran
to develop nuclear power
under the Shah. But when the Islamic Republic seeks to build a nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, they blockade it, sanction it, threaten it, and allow their auxiliary in Israel to threaten it. Hans, thanks for the call in Tehran. Mrs. Hussein is on the line in the UK. Welcome, Mrs. Hussein. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, George.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, this is regarding the nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So there are two things. First of all, I don't like the idea that why up to now Iran is the member of NPT. Years and years, sanctions and chain sanctions, and Iran continuously inviting IAEA people to...
Well, it shows how reasonable they are. I agree with you. I think the Iranian government has been extraordinarily reasonable in going along with all this paraphernalia.
Yes.
I suspect that if I was the leader of Iran, I would have said, you come back and talk to me when you've destroyed Israel's nuclear weapons.
Yes.
I think that's what I would have said. But Iran's leaders have been bending over backwards in order to be reasonable and diplomatic and clear and transparent in the world. And look how they've been treated by these jokers that are around the table negotiating with them. Sorry, Mrs. Hussein, go ahead.
Taking the advantage of it. NPT, the people are coming, IAEA people are coming. Islamic Iran should say, no, enough is enough. Yes, we are going to make a nuclear weapons. So what will you do then?
Well, Iran will never make a nuclear weapon. And the Ayatollah Khomeini had declared that when he was alive, that Iran would never pursue weapons unlimited in space and time, weapons of mass destruction.
But so at least,
that's the line.
Same faith.
That's the line of the Islamic Republic.
I know, of course. But that is a limit, George. What I mean to say, that at least Iran should not be the member of the NPT. At least Iran can do that. Iran should be bold enough to say that I'm not the member of the NPT, and first tell Israel to be member of the NPT. This is the condition Iran should have.
Well,
and if they don't listen, then they leave it.
They've heard you in Tehran. Thanks, Mrs. Hussein. Shokat's in Manchester in England. Where should the focus be to rid the world of nuclear weapons, Shokat?
Hi there, George. Yeah,
hi.
I'd like to pose a question, please, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is a country like Saudi Arabia more concerned about Iran developing nuclear weapons rather than Israel, who has nuclear weapons?
I think you know the answer to that, Shoka. Because Saudi Arabia is, objectively speaking, an ally of Israel. And it is an enemy of Iran. Because Iran stands up against imperialism. It won't allow any foreigner to occupy its land, to base their armed forces on its land, to cheat the people of their resources and their wealth. Iran is everything that Saudi Arabia is not. And Saudi Arabia is everything that Iran is not. So for those reasons, Saudi Arabia's interests lie with Israel and the United States, according to the criminal kleptocracy that rule Saudi Arabia, not the mass of the people in the country, of course. What do you think, Shawkat? Did I get that right? Unfortunately, Shawkat is no longer on the line. We're asking, where should the focus be to rid the world of nuclear weapons? Ban the bomb, I say. Everywhere. Here. Israel. Everywhere in the world. We have to destroy every last nuclear weapon. It must be illegal to possess nuclear weapons. And it should be policed by an impartial International Atomic Energy Agency, so that no country can threaten any other country with annihilation. Because that's what we're talking about here. This is not conventional weaponry. However terrible, conventional weaponry destroys where it lands and destroys now. It doesn't destroy your children unborn and their children unborn and their children unborn, generation after generation. It doesn't drift across an entire country, across borders, across continents. As the wind blows, the radiation, the nuclear dust, when they dropped those weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, people literally disappeared. I've seen the traces of their being vaporized. I mean, a silhouette of a human being that was once there and then was not there, literally disappeared. Let's go to Angola. We don't often get there. Rafael, in Angola, welcome indeed to the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm fine. And you?
Very happy to talk to Angola.
I'm blessed to get hooked up with you this night because I've been trying not each of the time, but I always called late. Please, I've been going through the program. I've been following from inception. And like the list of what you were saying, you mentioned the countries, but I will start from the beginning. Like I said earlier when I was interviewed, I say that if world powers, like is made mention earlier, could come together and make alliance against each other, that look, this is the perception, so this is the rule you are going to take, you understand me, against this nuclear stuff, and anyone that goes against it, because I don't think it's wrong to destroy the whole nuclear weapon. I mean, everyone should have something to guard himself against something. Like, for example, what do you call a big man or a great man if he doesn't have something that a neighbor should be afraid of, you understand me? But there should be a limit. No matter how, call them America or Britain, it's not there. Even Israel should not be a scapegoat. What should be there is this. Look, this is a alliance that should guide each every one of us. You understand me? No one should go contrary to this, and no one should go against this very law. So if Israel could go and construct against the law, against Palestine or any other country, I mean, there should be a punishment towards them. Now, coming down like what you were said, I was surprised about this. The countries you mentioned that you said they have nuclear stuff, and Iran was not mentioned. But I've been following the news all this while. I used to hear about this P+4 stuff about the Iran. I'm surprised you didn't mention Iran. You said Iran does not have. Does that mean that it's not a comprehensive list or what?
Well, I didn't mention Iran because it doesn't have any weapons. Nobody claims that it has any weapons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you sure your list is a comprehensive list? Because I follow the news 24/7. What about this P5+4 stuff, nuclear? They have been going all this way, going for nuclear deal.
That's about a nuclear energy industry, which is entirely legal, and every country's right. It's every country's right to have a peaceful nuclear energy industry. No one has the right to interfere in any country developing a nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. And that's all that Iran has done. And it's signed the NPT. And it's allowed the inspectors over and over again to come and roam around the country. We can continue this discussion on Twitter at @comment_PressTV. God willing, I'll be here next week for another edition of Comment. Until then, it's been marvelous.
Hello, this is Comment. Take your name and location, your contact number. And just make sure the site has the volume set to 0. 0, 0.
Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know.
Can you
redirect me to the phone number and then we'll be back with Comment? 0, 0.